This is the Game Act Hotline for June 25th, 2007, episode 84.
You know, I've traveled thousands of miles, given up seeing my kids for 3 months, made a number of sacrifices to come, as Simon Cowell put it, to find America's next great superstar, and I get
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, it's been a very interesting weekend that I've had. I've actually had 2 weeks off for school, so it's been nice to get my batteries refreshed and get ready to do some more podcasting. Sorry, this is going to be a little late. I had to stay at my parents' house to do some things, but I'm back and I'll have this going. There was a lot of news this week, really interesting news, and there's a lot of video games coming out. So before we go ahead and do all that, first going to say that there's no contest this week. Just going to try to get some things done. I've almost got the GDC podcast done, and I'll have that out this week. So that's going to be excellent. So anyway, let's get right into our video game news. Our first news story. The British Board of Film Classification announced this week that they have banned Take-Two's game, Manhunt 2, saying that it would involve a range of unjustifiable harm risks to both adults and minors. After this news, the Electronic Software Rating Board, or ESRB, also announced their rating of the game as an adult-only game. This comes with news that both Sony and Nintendo would not allow an adult-only game on their system, and retailers stating that they will not allow any adult-only game on their store shelves. Take-Two announced later in the week that they will be postponing the release of the game in hopes to retool the game and allow the game to be sold in both Britain and America. Our next news story. The American Medical Administration will be discussing, with a possible vote, stating that game addiction should be added to the list of psychological disorders. Some people in the AMA feel that the way people play games coincide with other addictions, and that placing it as an addiction will help to bring notice to the problem. The Entertainment Software Association feels that there is not enough data to fully accept this, that there is an addiction. Other skeptics commented that the problem may be depression, social anxieties, and other problems that are shielded by video games. Just recently as today, Monday, there was actually the AMA announced that they will not be voting on game addiction. So if you want more information, I'll be providing an extra link on our website, www.gameacthotline.com. Our final news story, EA early this past week announced that they will be splitting EA into four groups. The four groups will be EA Games, EA Sports, EA Casual Games, and The Sims. Though all will be a part of Electronic Arts, each will be specializing in different aspects of the company. Some experts say that this move will help in streamlining EA and is a great move for the ever-growing company. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Shadowrun for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Overlord for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Call of Juarez for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Dirt for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Darkness for the Xbox 360. Looking at top games in Japan this past week, number 5, Kawashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu no Oketsuru Otona DS Training, otherwise known as Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day, for the Nintendo DS. Number 4, Wii Sports, for the Wii. Number 3, Ninja Gaiden Omega, for the PlayStation 3. Number 2, Trusty Baru Shoppan no Yume, otherwise known as Trusty Bell, Chopin's Dream for the Xbox 360. And the number one top game in Japan this past week was Miru Chikara o Jisende Kiteru DS Ganriki Turningu, otherwise known as DS Ganki Training for the Nintendo DS. Looking at games in the UK, number 5, Wii Play for the Wii. Number 4, Dirt for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Tomb Raider Anniversary for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game in the UK this past week was Forza Motorsports 2 for the Xbox 360. Looking at new releases, there's one game that was going to be released for the Xbox 360, the Wii, the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, the GameCube, DS, PSP, Game Boy Advance, PC, and the Macintosh. And that would be Ratatouille by THQ. Looking at games for both the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, The Darkness by 2K Games. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by EA Games. The Bigs by 2K Sports. Transformers The Game by Activision. Coming up for the Xbox 360, Overlord by Codemasters. Corazone by Sierra Online. Hour of Victory by Midway. Warlords for the Xbox Live Arcade by Atari. Bomberman Live for the Xbox Live Arcade by Hudson Entertainment. For the PlayStation 3, High Velocity Bowling by Sony. Super Stardust HD by House Marquee. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Vegas by Ubisoft. For the Wii, Chicken Shoot by Zuxes. Driver Parallel Lines by Ubisoft. Transformers The Game by Activision. The Bigs by 2K Sports. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by EA Games. For the PlayStation 2, The Adventures of Darwin by D3. The Bigs by 2K Sports. Hitman Trilogy by Eidos Interactive. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by EA Games. Grim Grimmore by NIS America. Transformers The Game by Activision. For the PlayStation Portable, Super Collapse 3 by Mumbo Jumbo. Traxpad by Eidos Interactive. Steel Horizon by Konami. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by EA Games. The Bigs by 2K Sports. Final Fantasy Anniversary Edition by Square Enix. For the DS, Nervous Breakdown by Eidos Interactive. Professor Brainium's Games by SVG Distribution. Touchmaster DS by Midway. Hoshigami Running Blue Earth Remix by Axis Games. Zendoku by Eidos Interactive. Vegas Casino High Five by SVG Distribution. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by EA Games. For the PC, Overlord by Codemasters. Driver Parallel Lines by Ubisoft. Lost Planet Extreme Condition by Capcom. For the Mac, Age of Empires 3 The War Chiefs by Macsoft. And the top pick for this week for new releases is Pokemon Battle Revolution by Nintendo for the Nintendo Wii, and will be the first multiplayer game for the Nintendo Wii. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a break, and we'll come back with our trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our game trivia. Our first trivia category is the TurboGrafx-16. Number one, this is the company who created the TurboGrafx-16. Number two, this was the original name of the system when it was released in Japan. And number three, this was the name of the portable system that played TurboGrafx-16 games. Alright, let's look at our next category, Newgrounds.com. Number one, this Newgrounds game that later was released for the PlayStation 2, GameCube, and Xbox Live Arcade has become the website's biggest gaming hit. Number two, this video released on Newgrounds has Gary Brolsma lip-singing and dancing to a Moldovan song by Ozone, and created one of the first viral videos on the web. And number three, this was the month and year that the biggest flash site, Newgrounds, was created. All right, final category, gaming terms. All right, I'm going to give you guys a definition of a gaming term. You give me what gaming term I'm talking about. This is all from the video game style guide that will be coming out very shortly from Kyle Orland and Dave Thomas. All right, number one. Any activity in a game that gives a player an advantage outside of the standard gameplay experience. Number two, an ending condition where the player is forced to restart or continue in the game. Number three, the stage of a game development when the game is evaluated and checked for any remaining bugs before shipping to the manufacturer. All right, let's look at our final question. Well, you know, a lot of people love to overclock their CPUs to get some extra juice and get those extra frames when they're playing their video games. Well, Sony has finally decided to overclock their PSP with the next firmware update so that developers can make even better PSP games. My question for you this week is, with the original PSP clocking in at 266 MHz, what is the new speed of the PSP's CPU after their latest firmware update? All right, we'll go ahead and we'll take a break and we'll come back with our answers. Remember, you're listening to the Game Act Hotline.
In 1986, we also introduced the next generation of video game systems, the new 7800, and it was an immediate smash hit. Early in 87, new Super Game titles, like One-on-One Basketball, Winter Games, and Sky Fox, will be released to take advantage of the 7800's great graphics, lifelike animation, and superb sound effects. Plus, there will be other hot new titles from such top software companies as Activision, Electronic Arts, Rotorbun, and Epics. And at under $100, the 7800 is one of the best home entertainment values in the world. That's why we're telling millions of consumers that Atari has reinvented the video game.
Do you drool over the latest cutting-edge technology? Are you the first in line for the latest sci-fi movie? Do you stay up late at night playing video games? Do you consider being called a geek a badge of honor? Then you should listen to Geek Cred. Steve Rickyberg gives you the inside scoop on everything geek, from tech to sci-fi to games, you name it, we geek it. Geek Cred. Are you geek enough? To download and subscribe, visit www.geekcred.net and get your geek on.
Yeah!
All right, welcome back. Remember, we are a part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. Okay, let's look at our game trivia.
How sick is that?
Our first category is TurboGrafx-16. Number one, this was the company who created the TurboGrafx-16. And the answer is, who is NEC? Number two, this was the original name of the system when it was released in Japan. And the answer is, what is the PC Engine? Number three, this was the name of the portable system that played TurboGrafx-16 games. And the answer is, what is the Turbo Express? Alright, looking at our next category, Newgrounds.com. Number one, this Newgrounds game that later was released on PS2, GameCube, and Xbox Live Arcade has become the website's biggest gaming hit. And the answer is, what is Alien Hominid? Number two, this video released first on Newgrounds.com has Gary Brolsma lip-singing and dancing to a Moldovan song by Ozone and created one of the first viral videos on the web. And the answer is, what is the Numa Numa Dance? And number three, this was the month and year that Newgrounds was created. And the answer is, what is September of 1995? Alright, our final category, gaming terms. Number one, any activity in a game that gives the player an advantage outside the standard gameplay experience. And the answer is, what is cheat? Number two, an ending condition where the player is forced to restart or continue in the game. And the answer is, what is game over? And number three, this stage of the game development when the game is evaluated and checked for any remaining bugs before shipping to the manufacturer. And the answer is, what is quality assurance? Alright, let's look at our final question. Well, you know, a lot of people love to overclock their CPUs, and it looks like Sony's going to do that too, as the next firmware update, 3.5, has them overclocking their CPU to make better games for developers to make. The question that I have for you this week is, what is the new speed of the PSP's CPU? Well, it was 266 MHz, but the answer now is, what is 333 MHz? It's an interesting, because I was reading about the PSP, and there's something about Sony asking developers to make better games. Because they're losing a lot of money, I guess, or they're just not happy about the quality of the games. Which I think is kind of funny that Sony's asking or getting mad at the developers for not making good enough games when I guess nobody really cares. Oh well. Anyway, something to think about. Anyway, let me go ahead and tell you guys. You can go ahead and go to our website if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or if you just want to post something on our comment line, that's at www.gameaddicthotline.com. If you guys want to go ahead and just email me instead, you can do that through gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. You can also call us at 206-202-4367. That's 206-202-4367. You can also put yourself up at our Frapper Mat that's on our website, or chat with me, as I have a chat line on our website. You can also subscribe to us, if you haven't yet, through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcast. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, become a friend with us at Podcast Pickle, or dig us at dig.com/podcasts. Okay, that's going to be it for this week. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope I do, as school starts up right up again, and hopefully I'll be able to actually juggle school with the podcast. And I'll be next month going to Casuality and doing a lot of interviews and hopefully some very interesting, cool things. So, turn your video games back up, and I'll see you guys next week.